Hello, Peter. Thank you for being here. Could you speak a little bit about the law and has it as it relates to the new technologies such as internet and these kinds of things?
Yes, but I'm only able to really give an opinion about this in relation to my field, which is public law, and there has been a very important trend in regard to what we call e-governance, where local authorities and central government departments have been very keen to deal directly with the citizen through the internet by placing a very large number of services or access to services on the internet. And this has included things ranging from licensing to access to provisions to claims for benefits and this kind of thing, in quite a range of different departmental fields. And one of the problems with this new leap in technology, yes, is that there is an assumption that the citizen has access.
Right.
And a lot of the people that depend most on the on governmental services are in fact those that are least likely to have access to internet, to at least likely to have broadband, least likely to be able to even have the competence and skills at using these technologies. So there is a kind of misfit here between the people that use the technologies routinely because they have access to it but don't really need to in relation to government,
right,
although they might well take the benefits from those services being put on the internet. If I may give an example here,
yes,
in relation to planning, for
mm-hmm.
example, if you want to change the way that your house is going to be configured,
yeah,
you want to find out about all the details and planning permissions and forms and everything else.
Yes.
Many local authorities now have websites which would have the whole range of information available on the website,
right,
from the background to being able to download the forms, and also advice as to how to fill in those forms.
Right.
But of course, it depends upon having access to that technology. So that area...
Have they cut staff because they have more information in the public realm?
Yes, in some areas, frontline staff have been cut. If I can give yet another example, in our local area in London,
yes,
most London boroughs now, for people who have to have a parking permit to park outside their house,
yes,
and the application can all be done on the internet using e-government type techniques, and you can pay with using a credit card, and then the permit will be sent out to you,
right,
without any face-to-face contact with anybody, whereas before, the initiative doesn't exclude face-to-face contact because there is also another initiative in government called the one-stop shop,
yes,
approach,
okay,
which is part of the kind of Blair modernizing government initiative.
Sure.
So
what if, for example, the programs that are designed to help people, and you were saying that they don't have access, what if they can't even read? Because there is an assumption,
yes,
right,
well,
that everybody has, you know...
Yes, I'm coming. There is an... The situation here is that local authorities in London, where there is a very strong ethnic minority community from a wide range of different cultures and,
yeah,
classes and so on,
sure,
there are many special facilities that are made available to help them, but again, this doesn't get over the problem of access to e-government techniques because there is an assumption of computer literacy and
that's
all of
right.
that. So that is an issue that still has to be addressed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, right.